You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Dodgers are 1-0, Slee.
Yeah.
Baseball season for another day, and then you got to wait like
another
week.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. I'm not fully on Ireland's side about this stuff, but I'm at least kind of turning my head in his direction. I haven't started walking that way, but it's a weird deal.
I get where he's coming from. I understand what he's saying, but I also think this is so much more important to do what they're doing than not to do it.
And somebody somewhere is getting very rich.
Of course.
You know, and it does grow the game and all this. And it's two games.
I wonder, listen.
It's two games.
Okay, let's just idea and a concept. Next year, maybe they start the season just, again, as an example, it's in Mexico City. You play a two-game set in Mexico City. Maybe the following year, it's in Japan at the Tokyo Dome. Maybe year.
Mexico City, you can go down and back, and it doesn't mess you up all that
you're
much.
Right, but I'm just talking about you're going to have some trips that are close.
Yeah.
You have some trips that are just far, but it's also important for the game.
I wonder if it would be better to go to places that don't play baseball. Right? You don't have to convince the Koreans to like baseball. They love baseball. You don't have to convince the Japanese love baseball.
Question.
They love baseball.
Yeah.
Baseball's popular in Mexico. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to go...
Kuwait it is.
Well, I mean, Europe, quite frankly. What if you did in Paris? You know, like, they went to Australia. Australians don't play baseball.
Europe is the right market.
Right? Europe seems to be the place that you could go.
Well, okay, but here's the only thing, just kind of the downside to that is... You know, I get you want to go and you're trying to expose a game somewhere else. The problem is don't you want to feed the markets that are also have the players represented in the league? Don't you want to feed the markets that you know actually do have passion and care? It's almost like a reward that if you're going to have some games in some different areas that actually represent the players that are there. This is a small thing, but Ha-Seo Kim, they love the guy. They love him in San Diego. They're in Seoul, Korea, you know, like that's a cool thing to be a part of because they have Korean players that are also represented in the league.
Padres just walked another guy.
I know.
Mike Schilt.
Nine.
Their new manager. Looks like he wants to vomit and it's game one.
I don't mind that.
Padres fans feeling the excitement, yawning in the stands in Seoul. You can't walk nine guys. I keep coming back. Who's the worst team in baseball this year? Is it the Rockies?
Probably the A's.
The A's.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. It's the A's.
Mm-hmm.
If you walked nine Oakland A's hitters, they're going to win.
Of course they are.
You walk nine Dodgers, that's going to be a wrap for sure. Lakers have a kind of a weird week. Only two games during the week. They beat Atlanta the other night. They smoked them. They've got another one coming up on Friday night. You got to go from Anaheim all the way back to crypto, don't you?
I just got to bounce around.
How's that going to go for you? Take me through the Sleawood day. Let's go through this before we talk about it.
Let me give it to you.
Take me through it.
Can I give you the next couple
gotta
of days?
Got to get to Anaheim.
Okay, so Thursday, obviously, we're going to be in Manhattan. Tomorrow, it's all good. Just Manhattan. Friday, we'll go Pasadena to Anaheim. Anaheim to Pasadena. Pasadena to crypto. Okay? So we just kind of, we'll shoot back and forth a little bit, right? It's all good. Take some back freeways.
What time does your pregame show start on Friday?
I think it's a late game. They got Philly. Are they 7 or 7:30?
You probably just wouldn't want to go straight to the arena, right? There's just too much time to kill.
There's 7:30.
So we're done at, say, 1. Yeah, that's 5 hours. So you're on at 6. It's 4. Yeah, that's too much. That's too much. So what are you going to do?
On which day?
Friday.
Because then we got Saturday, too. Friday, I'll do my regular routine, just kind of try to get the hell away from radio for a few minutes. And then,
that's good, yeah.
And then
decompress.
Some fresh air.
A few pizzas in
maybe
the back.
Maybe go for a little walk.
Maybe you do a half shift at Pizza Hut. I already told you guys,
I could only go till 10:30 tomorrow or on Friday.
Did you see our pizzas that we made, Laura, on socials?
I totally did not, but I know you guys went. How did that go?
We killed it. I got hired on the spot.
They tasted good. They were cosmetically less than perfect.
You know what? Sometimes imperfections, there's no, beauty in there.
They were handmade. He's artisanal.
He's being nice about it. Cosmetically, when I was done pouring the sauce on,
okay,
she basically, like the girl that was helping us, she's like, that's great. That's awesome. And then she grabbed it and corrected everything.
Oh, that's the worst thing to do when you tell someone it's great and then you fix it.
Well, she was being nice, but then she was also like, hell are you doing here?
But they weren't selling those things. They weren't.
Well, no, we ate them.
Exactly. Yeah. So why would it matter if it looks perfect?
I sold
it.
Didn't.
It was
exactly.
Delicious.
Yeah.
I sold a slice outside.
Did you really?
$2.75.
Oh, that's a bargain.
$2.75.
Got an
that's
olive
a bargain.
In the right spot. I don't care. I'll eat it.
That is a bargain. Okay, here's my thing. You guys have never done this.
When you're doing though. the toppings, yeah. You were just like, I think we both put more toppings on ours.
It's like
that
a
was enough for four pizzas.
It's like a volcano.
That's how you do it, though. But you guys have never done pizza outside of that?
Making them?
Yeah.
I've made them at home. I've never made them in a professional environment.
Well, no, like at home, right? You put whatever you want and you do them however you want.
Here's the problem with homemade pizza. And it's really there's really just one problem with it because otherwise it's a pretty good thing. It's kind of oddly kind of fun to build it yourself.
It is, yeah.
I've never run into a home pizza dough that's anything other than mediocre, and that's the best version of it.
That's like Trader Joe's or whatever.
Most of them are downright bad, and the very best ones are only okay.
Okay, yeah.
And if I'm going to eat pizza, I don't want okay pizza. I want good pizza.
Yeah, I might as well pay for it.
Right?
Yeah.
Have you ever found a pizza dough that isn't cardboardy?
No, but so what I started doing was like flatbread. So
I've tried that too.
The flatbread was
not bad.
It's less,
different.
You know, it is, but it's not bad. And I felt like it was better than the dough because the dough is plasticky tasty.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that. And it's like a fun little date to go back to.
It is kind of fun to kind of throw your stuff on there. Yeah. It's not so bad. But the dough is either you don't cook it enough, so it's a little floppy and chewy and not good, or you overcook it and it turns into a cedar plank that you can't even bite through. There's no middle ground on that. I don't know how Pizza Hut does it.
How about some of these people that have like the wood fire pizza
that's
in the backyard?
You're one of those things out?
Stanley Tucci.
Couple grand, right?
Oh, keep going. Now, you can buy smaller ones that aren't better. I'm talking like the big ceramic oven. Mm-hmm.
10
pizza
grand,
dough.
More than 10?
Split the difference.
Okay. So somewhere around there.
It's a real thing. It's like building a kitchen outside.
But there are people who.
That's crazy.
There was a guy for
top
a while.
Top of the list for me, by the way, Slee. Outdoor
really?
Kitchen.
My dad loves to grill. He's, you know, he's medically retired and all this stuff. So it's hard for him now. But he used to love doing the tacos. So he has
that flat grill
to do the tacos. But he also has this, like, God, I don't even, it's like kind of deep and it looks like a big scoop.
Like a little well?
Yeah, and it's like you cook it and you put a bunch of oil and you do like the carnitas and a bunch of other stuff. And I was like, Dad, we don't need the artery clogged up. Like, we need you to be healthy. He's like, but it's delicious.
Okay, so there's,
like it is.
Let me tell a quick story because I think this is basically like, this would be your dream scenario, okay? There's a guy, used to do it in San Diego. And it would air on like the local channel. His name is Sam the Cooking Guy. Okay. I don't know if you've ever heard of him or not.
I think so.
Okay. So he would just air on a local San Diego channel and all the guy would do was cook. But he had a good personality, kind of a funny dude, would do his own thing. Now he took everything to YouTube. So everything he does now is on YouTube. Trav, almost 4 million subscribers.
Wow. That's a lot.
Stupid. Okay.
4 million?
Still does it from his home in San Diego, but outside in the...
What does he do?
So he'll cook just... I'll for an example, okay, this one he's cooking chop suey. Another one he's cooking... He got a new grill, so he's walking through...
Is he giving you recipes? Is he telling you equipment?
The whole thing. Okay. He's walking you through the... Okay. So it would be like a 30-minute video. I'm going from the beginning to the end. He cooked a... Just kind of a random thing. He cooked a Korean fried chicken pizza. From beginning to end, he kind of goes through it. But I'm going to go with what you just said. Outdoor, right? You want your outdoor to look.
I would love an outdoor kitchen.
Everything he does is outdoor. for the most part, everything he does is outdoors. So you got kind of like the sun, the this, the that.
That's genius.
Everything he's cooking
you
is outside.
Why cooking outside is so much fun.
It is. I love it.
Because you can you feel like you're almost obligated to open up some beers or some wine when you're out there doing it.
Oh,
like if you're in the kitchen cooking, you can have a glass of wine, I guess. And that's
I do.
I get it, but it's not quite the same if you're
on
outside.
On a beautiful outdoor day and it
cold
feels
beer,
like...
a glass of wine, maybe a cocktail while you're out there. You know what? Bring me another... Paloma. Come on, bring it on over.
Here's the thing with me. Now that I live in an apartment complex, it's a little different because my dad has a setup outside of my mom's house. So the other day I was like, oh, I want to do a carne asada. It's a really beautiful day, blah, blah, blah. So we went and we bought it and we're like, dang, like, I don't know who's used this grill. It looks dirty and we're out there cleaning it and it just... I'm a neat freak, so I'm like, I don't know what you guys are throwing in that room.
But you turn your socks.
I'm just saying.
You turn that grill on, get it on high heat, then you just, you
know,
clean it up.
Yeah, I do the onion
and
all that
stuff. You're done in a couple of minutes.
You know, still.
Yeah, it is the best.
It's the best.
You're right, it is
the
best.
Buy me a kitchen, Sully. That's what I want from you for Christmas, is I would like an outdoor kitchen.
No, I would just say if there are companies out there in Southern California that have all these outdoor type of stuff. You got a guy right here in Travis who will use it every second to promote the hell out of it.
I bought a Barbecues Galore grill from Henrik,
and it's
a game changer.
Right.
We use it twice a week, sometimes three. And once it starts to stop raining finally, which I think we've turned the corner.
Well, we got to look on the schedule of when they're cropping rain.
Yeah, well.
Rain cropping.
I'm done with it. I've decided that we're gonna move on from it. We're going to talk D'Lo next. We're going to talk about why, you know, he seems to be oddly the focus of everybody's attention as we get closer to the end of the line. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, coming up on Friday, Trav and I are going to be at the Anaheim Pizza Hut location, 301 South Magnolia Avenue. Come out for a chance to win a 75-inch, beautiful 75-inch Samsung high-res TV, 25 years as a partner. Of course, we're talking about Mirror Audio and Video, Isaac and Roy out there in Westwood. Nothing but TVs to watch the games at Pizza Hut, plus happy hour special starting at 10 a.m., $1 off pints of beer, $2 off pitchers, half-price apps, the $9 express lunch deal, and more. Pizza on Anaheim this Friday for the Travis and Sliwa show. Everything I just mentioned is literally just icing on the cake. Come kick it with Trav and I.
Sauce on the pizza.
10-1.
Instead of icing on the cake. Just for
sauce on the pizza. Sauce on the pizza.
Why not?
Sauce it
right?
up.
10-1.
Simplify, Al. Like you did, right? Mm. Pizza, Trav and Sli.
Beer.
TVs, basketball, prizes.
Great time. Let's go.
We'll see you.
Party
Actually,
town.
I'm going to stop
Let's
telling
go.
You guys to come out. I'll see you on Friday
you
at 10.
Friday at 10 in Anaheim at the Pizza Hut. Our people are awesome, Sli. Let me explain why our people are awesome. We're getting a handful of... tweets sent to us here about the pizza thing that we're talking about. We're talking about making homemade pizza. Laura and I, we both will make some pizzas at home occasionally, and we struggle with the dough, right?
Yeah.
We struggle with the store-bought dough is just not particularly good. Handful of Jay Berry, Big E are saying, put the dough on the grill. Put it in the smoker, that it gets hot enough in there that it makes it a little crispy.
I like
this
that.
This picture that Jay Berry sent has cheese, black olives, jalapenos, sausage, pepperoni, mushrooms, and it looks amazing. Tell me, that pizza came out of this guy's grill. Come on, man.
That looks great, minus the olives. I'm not an olives on pizza girl.
Well, we'll make yours without olives.
You don't have to.
We'll make yours without olives.
There are times, you know.
That's why they let you put it on half.
No, Michelle will be like, I don't want this. I don't want that. I'm like, cool. I'll take it. I'll pick it from yours and I'll put it on
mine. Oh, no. You're the picker?
I'll pick it.
If she doesn't like it,
I'll pick
it. No, you just get it without it. Like, I love pineapple on a pizza. Like, throw all the pineapple on, but not.
I'll eat that too.
Yeah,
sleep.
I'll eat the pineapple too. I'm okay with that.
You want to pick off whatever she does? What doesn't she like?
She definitely doesn't like mushrooms.
Okay, so pick that off. Ain't put them on your slice.
Yeah, those are hard to pick off. On.
Yeah, they do kind of sink into the cheese line.
Yeah.
It's like the levee breaks and they go underneath.
It doesn't work well to pick off. That's what I'm saying. Like olives, sometimes.
So I take
sneaky.
Some of the cheese too. That's on the mushroom.
Hey, look, it's not your fault. It's stuck to it. What are you supposed to do? You
just
can't
like
fix it.
D'Lo stuck with the Lakers, huh?
Well,
maybe.
Hold on. Let's finish talking about this Biggie pizza.
He's still on the pizza.
This is a different one. It's important. This one has what appears to be both cheddar and mozzarella, jalapeno, pepperoni,
like
sausage.
Like the jalapeno touch.
Look at this. Come on.
The jalapenos look good.
Yes, they do.
They really do.
Good job, Biggie.
Needed more cheese, though.
All right, now we can go to D-Lo. Now that I got my... By the way, do you have any idea how hungry I am right now? I did I ate this morning, which I don't typically do.
Yeah, the oatmeal.
I had the oatmeal, and now I'm just ready to go.
Where are we going to go eat after the show?
You know what I did yesterday? So my son Michael had a game yesterday, and so I'm going to go home. I'm going to eat. I've been having so much grocery store sushi, I'm like, I can't eat it again. I just, uh-huh. I need a break.
He
for
needs
a day
one
or two.
Day break from the grocery store.
No gross. I have a guy with sushi.
He's got
great.
It. Yeah, he's got a guy.
I got a guy too. I don't know his name, but we look at each other every morning.
Not grocery store sushi. This is
restaurant. Great. It's cheap. It's easy. I'm in and out. It's 5 minutes. Okay, it's perfect. So
shout
anyway,
out to Jay.
I decided I'm not going to, I just can't eat another spicy tuna roll for lunch today. I can't do it. I'm gonna get some vegetables. I'm gonna get a salad.
Oh, that's
so
good.
I'm going to shoot over to Whole Foods. They got the salad bar.
Yep.
I made a salad that was so laden with stuff, I needed two hands to carry it. Doesn't that kind of defeat the purpose of going to get a salad? I had to, like, anchor myself
into
the
garage. What was in it?
Yeah, what'd you get in there?
What was in it?
Do you want the good stuff or the stuff?
All of it.
All of it.
Yeah, you got to give me all of it.
So the good stuff was your traditional. I got some spinach. I got some red onion. I got some cherry tomatoes. I got some feta cheese. That kind of stuff, right?
You're good on all those. Just the tomatoes, you got to watch out with the weight. That's basically.
But then I went to the other side and I got some. Well, that sesame chicken salad looks pretty good. Big scoop. Thud in there. Well, that Greek salad looks pretty good, but no lettuce in it. It's just this. It's the olives. It's the onions. It's the tomatoes. It's the feta.
Cheese,
big scoop. Thud.
Good,
oh, then you can mix all that. Yeah.
There was a California quinoa kale thing that had pineapple and raisins and all
wait,
this stuff.
Oh, wait. You mixed everything. Oh,
everything.
I don't know.
Okay, but here's the only problem with like the last one that you picked. You know, obviously everything's by weight.
Yeah, I know. So I'm well aware. It's a $98
salad.
No, you just have to be a little more strategic.
Less than
there.
That.
A little more strategic there. Certain items that
but
you had
it.
On there, I know. I know. You're a
but
big
that's
baller.
What I wanted it. It was, guess, ask me what I had for dinner. And I swear to God, this is true.
Sushi.
Yes.
I love sushi, so I'm not mad at you.
We're coming back from Michael's game, and we're like, I don't want to go. And it's like Tuesday night. We didn't want to really go out. We like to save our bullets for Fridays and Saturday nights.
Yep, save that
money.
We're
not going to do it. I'm like, you just want to go to Albertsons and get the sushi. We had Albertsons sushi for dinner after I skipped
it
for lunch.
Is Michael a fan, too?
No, he didn't do that. He made
something. Did you see your boy, Jason?
Jason works the day shift. Yeah. By the time we got there,
Jay's
the day
not
shift
there, bro,
was
after
over.
Five.
Yeah. Jay's, we say what's Jay's up gone. To each other almost every day.
I had a really bad... What is going on with you and the mic? You
no, it's not him.
It's Jason.
Not him.
It's that, pre-smacking.
That mic.
I know it has issues.
Has been struggling for a little bit now.
That's why you got to smack it around a little bit. But he doesn't smack it right, so I got to teach you. But anyways,
what's the form on smacking the mic?
The elbow's got to be in, right?
Hold the bass.
So this is. I don't want to. I can't tap mine because then it's going to be loud.
Yeah.
But you got to grab it from here.
Bass.
Okay. And then you just bam. Bam. And if that doesn't work, because it will hurt your hand.
The hell is going on?
Well, Cody doesn't have a windscreen on his. He's just banging it.
Yeah that's
dry.
How I. That's how I.
He's got to put the little protective cover on it.
You don't want to know what I call that thing.
What? Is, Cody, don't make it weird. You're fine.
Yeah.
You want to talk? You want to talk about D-Lo?
No, I'm good.
Weird transition right now. You should have went with
you
my transition.
Well, we weren't done with pizza yet. We weren't done. So it's a look tomorrow.
Yeah.
If you don't think I'm getting North Shore tacos at the islands down in Manhattan Beach, because we're all going to be down there all day long tomorrow, right? It is madness tomorrow. the basketball starts. The entire station is out there all day long. The first official day of the tourney, the whole crew from 710. It is at the Islands Restaurant in Manhattan Beach. Here's your address, 3200 North Sepulveda Boulevard. It's right inside Manhattan Village, starting with our show at 10, Travis Lee, Mason and Island right after us, Sedano and Cap right after them, all the way until 7 o'clock. Come out, hang out all day long, press the flesh, watch the hoops, ice cold beer at Islands. You've heard me talk about that, Slee. And you got your chance to win some great prizes. 710 in the South Bay tomorrow, thanks to Islands Restaurants, your local paradise, and I will be having North Shore tacos.
I'm stuck with which burger I want.
Big Wave.
Okay, I was going to say, the Big Wave, the very traditional. I'm stuck. I was only looking at the Maui for a quick second, but I think I'm leaning more towards the Big Wave.
Maui's good too, but I'm a Big Wave guy. Look, I'll be honest. The North Shore tacos is probably a 9 out of 10 times when I go. I like them that much. Little chips and salsa.
I'll go Big Wave.
Cold beer, Slee. Like you might.
Can I negotiate cutting my burger in half and giving you half of the burger and taking one of your tacos?
Sold.
Just get your own. Don't be sharing. This is good. So good.
It's like, I feel like we're a couple.
Yeah.
We're a couple.
Sold. Right?
Get cute.
The mug will be so cold you might not be able to hold it in your hand the whole time. You might have to set it down. Let it warm up. It's that cold.
Yeah.
It's like steam. Not steam. What's the opposite of steam?
When you're outside and you're just breathing and you just feel the...
That's steam, I guess, because you know what I mean.
I know
what you mean. It's not steam, but it should be called steam.
You know what the hell
what's up with D'Lo? You ready yet? talk to me about D'Lo, Slee.
Nah, we're good. Come on. Let's do it at 11:45. We'll do D'Lo 11:45.
Well, no, just give me a little D'Lo sample.
Just a little bit.
A little appetizer of D'Lo.
He's balled out for the past 2 months. Lakers are almost 100% going to be in a playing game. Does his season just simply come down to how does he play in the big games? So if we're in a playing game and Lakers lose that game and they don't make the playoffs and D'Lo has a bad night, he shoots 2 of 10 from the field, has 13 points, do we just kind of ignore everything that he's done and Laker fans sit back and say, hey, you know what, told you so, if it's a big game? Because a lot of people got a taste in their mouth of D'Lo still, as great as he's been over the last 2 months, and I'm not, D'Lo's been fantastic for a long stretch here, but everybody's still going to kind of say, all right, well, what are you going to do in big moments? I mean, in the playoffs last year, you weren't there. I think that's going to be part of the question mark, and I'm curious to get your opinion if you feel the same way about D'Lo, or he's already kind of proven his value moving forward with the team.
I think with a player in the category that D'Angelo Russell is in. D'Angelo Russell is not a star in the NBA, and he's certainly not a megastar in the NBA, but he's also better than a role player.
Yeah, he is.
Right? So he's in this weird – he's not a star, but he's not a role player – so what is he exactly? And our opinion of players like that is formed almost exclusively by super big moments, right? Like, let's use a guy like KCP with the Nuggets, right? KCP and with the Lakers, too. When they wildly important to winning championships if you're on a championship team. D'Angelo Russell has never been on a team that's good enough to be a championship team. So he's in that weird spot. And this is part of the downside. There are not many. But it's one of the downsides of playing on a team with a guy like LeBron James and Anthony Davis, that when you play playoff games and you lose, and those two guys are doing what they're supposed to do, they're going to turn their head very quickly to everyone else.
What
and
happened when you're to the Danny next, Green, KCP, right, Kuzma, Rondo?
When you're the next guy, and he's the next guy, right? It's LeBron and AD did their job. Okay, why didn't you win? Let's look over here. And if you're standing there and your guy went off for 25 and you missed a handful of shots or you had a key turnover or you made a bad decision at an important time, it's this guy's killing us. Now, when LeBron and AD do what they're supposed to do and they win, hey, those guys were really good tonight. And we don't even talk about it over there. Now, a more sophisticated fan might, but you're in a... When you lose, it's your fault. And when you win, it's because their two best guys were your two best guys. And very rarely is that middle, well, actually, LeBron was kind of not very good tonight and D'Lo saved their you-know-whats. Sometimes you'll hear that, but never in those big games.
By the way, okay, that's going to be the difference.
Never in those big games.
That's going to be the difference. The difference is because D'Lo's had moments in the regular season. By the way, D'Lo's been great for 2 months. They're still ninth. So it's like but
that's the other part.
And that's not on D'Lo. The point I'm making is that he's had moments this year where he led the team in scoring or he led the team in assists or he was a big reason why the Lakers won the game. But what you said about big moments, when are big moments? Aren't big moments going to be a little bit later?
It's postseason.
Well, postseason, I don't think we could say that. I think it's play-in because you don't know if you're going to get in the postseason.
Sure, but he can only make it worse. If he's really good, we'll find a reason to give the credit to LeBron and AD, right? Because you're not going to win without LeBron and AD anyway. Mm-hmm. The case for D'Lo is he's their third best player, and he's pulled their fat out of the fire a few times to kind of save them along the way.
Has.
The flip side of that is save them into what, ninth place?
Here's a better question.
You know, like that he's so good that they're in ninth place because he's saving them? What are we talking about here?
Well, I think that's how low our bar has become as Laker fans, because that's one of the things that I keep asking is like, how low is low and how lower can we get as Laker fans?
Let me tell
bar?
You what's how low it is. We'll do it at 11:45. I know we got Factor Cap coming up next, but that's a great question, and I think there's an easy answer to it.
Factor Cap's next. Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys. I was like, I know it's a hey roars. Or a hi.
Roar.
You haven't given us the roar yet, Laura.
What roar?
Emily roars.
Always does a roar.
Roar.
Oh, I'm bad at, okay, roar.
Oh, that's good. More like a cat.
Perfect. No, this, is like, what perfect. She, this is what she does on Mason Ireland. Perfect. When we growl at the beginning, she goes,
roar.
Your cat needs to go to the vet. It sounds sick.
I don't like cats. So. There you go. Oh, crrr. All right, anyways.
All right. It's Cardi B now.
All right, let's go. So the infamous Cecil Hotel in downtown is up for sale. Mm. The 600-unit building doesn't have a list price yet, but is estimated to be $123 million. Starting asking price. And the investment group that has it says they're looking for buyers who will commit to keeping it as affordable housing. My question to you guys is, you guys are down to buy the Cecil Hotel and reinvent it, fact or cap?
I'll go first. I'm going to say cap. I my knowledge of the Cecil Hotel exists on following some stories in the news over the years and then watching that documentary on Netflix about
crazy.
All of the bizarre and terrible things that have happened at the Cecil Hotel. I'm not a particularly religious guy. I'm not a particularly spiritual guy, but I do believe that there are energies in the world that are good and bad.
Yeah.
And there's bad energy in that building. Like all sorts of bad energy in that building. And I don't even like going near that building, driving by it or anything else. I don't want to buy it. I don't want to get near it. The Cecil Hotel, someone else can have it.
Yeah, so it's, I'm assuming we just have money to do this.
Yes,
sure.
Yes. Hypothetically.
Okay. Hypothetically.
Yeah, because you could turn it into an investment. You could kind of change structure of
I'm
it.
I'm going to say cap because, like Travis said, I don't know too much about it, but it does seem like it just has that bad juju, and mm-hmm. I don't think that's anything that I want to be a part of ever.
What about you, Alan?
Well, you know, on Wikipedia.
Look it up on Wikipedia.
The hotel has a checkered history with many suicides and deaths occurring there.
Just let it go.
So I'm all for, hey, does this thing make sense? Could this, you know, like, that's interesting. It's real estate. It's good real estate, all this. I don't mess with stuff like this.
They had a body rotting in the water tower for 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah, you didn't see the documentary?
No, you got to see the documentary.
I don't watch documentaries, you know that.
Oh, Lord.
Why?
You afraid of getting smart?
Because, well, this is a whole longer conversation.
There's great docs that I think you would like.
There are some
there's
that
good sports docs.
I'm okay with some of them. Most of those documentaries are just not true.
Ugh.
They're just not.
I know.
Like, a documentary is supposed to be fully fully true and have no bias one way or the other, and they never are that way.
Oh, does anything right. not have bias?
No, but I mean, the filmmakers...
But everything's going to have some degree of bias.
They skew you towards a certain side,
what
and I don't
What the hell happened?
That.
Was there a day, like, was there no, a documentary that like, took you out of
yeah,
documentaries?
What?
No, like this Dynasty documentary, they're taking Bleacher Report articles and making them actual newspaper articles.
Okay, but don't watch that one.
I'm not going to watch
He's
that
He's so
one.
Mad about that one thing, and I'm
no,
like, let
more,
it go, Greg.
No, they showed
okay,
different...
Quiet on set.
There's more coming in.
Quiet
on set. You asked me the question.
No, dude, that's a... Wait, there's a...
I'm answering said question.
Espérate.
Espérate nothing.
Sí, espérate. That's a documentary. Quiet on set.
She's like, quiet on set.
Yeah.
You asked me the question. Long story short, Cap, I will not be purchasing okay. this hotel. I'm scared of this hotel.
All right, Cody?
Oh, first of all, I don't know what the Cecil Hotel even is. I'm kind of like Greg, like in that sense that I don't even know.
Let me simplify for you, Cody. Yep. Would you be interested in buying a hotel where the Night Stalker used to hang out?
Well,
would you be interested in buying a hotel where they had a woman rotting in the water tower for a couple of weeks and where multiple people have committed suicide and disappeared? Is that something that you'd be interested in? Because I got the place for you. That's the Cecil Hotel.
I'm already nervous. And I have nothing to do with the sale.
Cody's like,
that,
no.
The fact that that I don't have any knowledge of it and I'm all about the and it's a return in investment, I'm gonna go fact.
You going in?
I'll rebrand it and everything.
Get a reputation for exactly. violence, suicide, and murder.
Oh my god.
I'm literally just reading this. It's not like
tear
I'm making this up.
Can tear we
just
it
okay,
down.
But here's the thing. Tear I think it down. That's the only thing that I would consider doing.
Sage.
Here's
Sage
the problem.
It, tear it down, put
here's
some
the problem.
Down.
If you just paid $100 million to take down a property, like how now are you building something and making
you
your money
You got the money
back?
If you're going to spend $123 million exactly. to buy it and throw it down?
You do, but part of the reason why you have the money is because you're not just tearing down something for $123
million. Call LeBron up. He can hook you up with an investment, you know? Just saying. All right, I don't know. Is there like a sounder for the next one?
No, you're all set.
Mabi, I didn't know. Okay.
On
so,
to the next one. On to the next
yeah,
one.
You remember that? Okay. So anyways, Facebook is bringing back the poke. I don't know if you guys remember, Cody.
Oh,
you're probably
sure.
too
that
young
was
for
so
that.
Dumb.
More of a MySpace guy.
You were not alive when MySpace was on.
AOL AIM.
He's Napster. He gets all his music off Napster.
I love Napster. LimeWire.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, LimeWire. That was
LimeWire.
That was
how about
thing.
When those articles came out of like, hey, this person is getting arrested because he downloaded.
Thanks, Metallica.
They were trying to scare everybody.
I hated Metallica after that. What the hell are you
so
doing?
You guys
let me listen to my music.
Kind of already answering my Factor Cap question. Yeah. So my question was going to be Factor Cap, there is one thing that you guys want to bring back that is kind of dead in the internet.
Kind of dead in the internet. Let's see. It's facts. I mean, bringing back like I mean you don't need Napster you don't need any of that stuff
no you don't
I'm sure it's I'm
Napster
sure
was
something.
Downloading music basically yeah.
like if I want to go back in time to just like that was a simpler time AIM was a simple time you just talk to your friends on
yeah.
AIM you know ASL that whole deal
yeah and you, then, know, you know you know
yeah if you know you know mm-hmm. There was just a I mean. You don't have to use any of that stuff anymore. It's past, so I'm Cap. I'm changing it.
Yeah,
it's Cap
say,
because we're so far advanced from all that stuff.
I'm Cap. I don't think there's anything I want to bring back. I think I'd actually lean more towards taking things away. Like, there's just so much.
We should take away Reddit.
Okay, maybe Reddit. I don't need anything that was back there before. I'm
okay.
Cap.
What so, about you, Trav?
For me... And I'm going to be an old man here for a second because I am an old man.
You're not.
I would love for the internet to just go away for a minute.
Oh,
right.
So
like
nice.
Just not forever because it's too important. We
How
use
long
it
we
too
need
much
it here.
Yeah.
A month.
Yeah.
But a
just,
month?
You know what? It would be nice to not have these, to mm-hmm. not have. I'm holding up my phone right now to just be out of touch and it be a reasonable thing to be out of touch for a day or two.
Yeah.
And to not be able to have to connect with actual people. No, no. Just all of these things, a month to reconnect. Like if I want to see you, I'll come see you.
You like come, you'll drive
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, we'll get together. We'll go
IRL. Around.
I mean, I would still go, but how would you get in touch with me?
I would have to call you at your house.
Or knock on the door.
But that's what I'm saying. We'd have to figure out ways to communicate with one another that weren't texts that weren't internet. Just, and I, again, I use it as much as everybody else. I like
just
it.
Take internet just away. He could still call you or
able,
whatever.
Yeah, just be able to go and just live life pre-internet for a brief
this
period of time.
This is why you and I are going camping for a week together.
Not so interested.
This is we're sharing our food tomorrow at Islands.
I don't know why you're not interested.
Camping.
Those, see, that's
everything
exactly
he just
what
described
you're talking
was
about.
That. Yes.
Wait,
I still
have
want
you been?
A toilet. I still want a shower.
We have
do
one.
Glappy like look, Greg.
First of all, Walmart an hour away.
You're a dude, Travis. You don't need that very many places for a toilet.
That's true. You're not a girl.
Well, I have specific needs that you don't need to know about.
Okay, I don't need to know what your needs by any means.
Wait, I have a legit question. Have you been camping before?
Like camp, like in the woods?
Yeah, yeah.
No, of course not.
I've never done it either.
It's awesome. It's great.
I've never done it. Listen, I need a toilet. I need a shower. I need, there's specific things that I need.
I want a bed.
There is a little bit of, you could do glamping.
Okay, Greg does glamping.
Or you could just go for one night.
If I could just stay in a hotel.
But I'd rather get a nice hotel.
Yes.
With room service.
It's not, exactly. Everybody would rather. I sleep in a sleeping bag. In a sleeping bag on a cot. That beautiful. Is not
Chris
glamping.
Camps. He does 2 weeks straight out of the year. What month is it that you go camping, Chris?
I don't.
No. He doesn't leave his office very much.
2 weeks straight without any service or nothing. He actually eats off the fields.
Ground. Off the field.
Lives off the land?
Lives off the land.
He's eating the wheat.
Never seen anything like it.
The berries. Give me the berries. Is that what they're
the
eating?
The one time I went camping, I got very sick and almost died.
Whoa, that go got camping? Morbid.
Why?
Where?
I don't know. Like, have a soup area. It was a friend's.
Around here?
No. I went hiking into for 13 miles and then camped.
Oh, you went the.
They have a soup, I think.
Yeah.
And we had to carry like 100 pound bags.
Oh, see, that looks amazing.
When did you do that?
2009. I was in better shape then.
Wow. I had no idea.
That's Havasu Falls.
I got a lot of follow-up
questions.
That's beautiful.
That's awesome. That's inside the Grand Canyon, right?
I'll show you something inside a canyon.
Hey, now.
Why did you do that?
I'm good.
Why?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Our friends, at that point, a 30th birthday maybe, or I don't even remember, and he thought that this was a great idea for like the six of us.
It's awesome.
One almost didn't come back, and that one was me.
There's six of us here.
I'm glad you came back, Chris. We are very glad you came back.
Well, some people are.
Why are you guys here and here?
Well, coming up next.
What the hell are you guys doing in here?
Coming up next, we will continue the dialogue about DeMarco Farr being a cheating scumbag when it comes to pickleball.
That's quite a tease. That's next. Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
No, honestly, Trav,
yeah.
You just sell the Kit Kats to the other school and you pocket the money.
How did they ever let you be in charge of a charitable endeavor?
Because I was president of the Key Club.
Never,
you were cheating?
Ever, ever.
No, I wasn't cheating.
Trust
I was
the president
you
of the Key Club.
You were doing some other.
Listen, we had to move funds. 11 minutes in front of
time
noon.
Time got screwed up.
He made $6,000. He made $6,000 in fourth grade.
Teach me.
Timeline got screwed up.
Meanwhile, it's not a Live Imaging Tuesday. It's a Wednesday on the Travis and Sliwa Show. But corporate Greg's here. I'm here. Oh, what's my new catchphrase? Hello, fans. I know we didn't like that.
No, we don't like that.
Hello, beautiful.
Hello,
no.
Beautiful. It doesn't matter. We got somebody. We got a special guest. Because DeMarco Farr, Rams Super Bowl champion and part of the Rams broadcast team and this radio station, has continued his antics of trying to cheat for our Pickleball Madness tournament coming up Saturday at the Gape Pickleball Center in Found Valley. I don't even know. He's a miscreant. I'm not going to call him a scumbag because the great Caitlin Baker is on the line.
Uh-huh.
Caitlin is part of the Rams. I guess I will ask her what she actually does. Caitlin, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Caitlin.
What's your official title with the Rams?
I am the senior manager of media partnerships.
Oh, look at that. That's a good title.
It is a good title.
Very official.
So Caitlin helps us a lot here at the radio station. Greg, myself, all of you guys on Sundays when we do our broadcast. Without her, we'd be lost. And without her, DeMarco Farr would still be disqualified as I DQ'd him 2 weeks ago because he's trying to bring in ringers. And then, of course, he said, oh, I can't find anybody, so now I'm going to bring in another ringer. And reports tell me, Caitlin, that you play pickleball quite a bit.
I do. I mean, I'd say I play once or twice a month, nothing too crazy, but I am confident in my pickleball skills. I will say that.
How?
Although, I don't... I don't consider it cheating. I would consider myself a member of the ESPN.
Yeah, I'm with her. I'm with her on this. Know.
Hold on, Sleep.
Yeah, no, I'm with her.
The trial has just begun. Listen.
So am I, by the way.
She sounds like we've known Caitlin for a long time here. It's not like he just went off the streets here in these pickleball tournaments and just grabbed nobody.
Like that James Coe guy that nobody knew who
he
was.
That was
at
shady,
all.
As yeah, you know. That was shady. That was so, Caitlin, let me ask you this. When you play once or twice a month, which probably means three or four, do you typically win when you play?
I would say yes.
Okay.
I
hold on.
She hasn't lost a game since 99.
Much like, I'm just going to continue to ask questions. So when you play, you typically win. Do you play with mostly men or mostly women or a little combination of the two?
Mostly women. So this will be new for me. I've never played with a male partner. So and listen, I haven't played with DeMarco yet. So we're going in fresh on Saturday.
Caitlin, this is why I don't believe your story. I feel like you guys are doing two-a-days like Riley was doing with the 80s Showtime.
You were an athlete.
I like how you worked Lakers in somehow. So.
Caitlin, you were an athlete in high school, correct?
Yes, I played volleyball.
And your team was quite good, I believe?
Yeah, we made it to CIS, but lost.
So the case that I'm building is that DeMarco just didn't pick a coworker from work.
Right.
Yeah. They did that last year. They did that last year with Kirk.
This was not, Caitlin, I know her from the Rams. She's the senior director of media partnerships. Yeah. We'll bring her in here. This is an athlete who went to the CIF championship, mm-hmm. who plays frequently, who wins, and is going to step right in and dominate.
Well, if I'm right, I think DeMarco bought a pickleball court, brought 30 people from across the country, and Caitlin's the one that actually won at the end. So he had tryouts. Caitlin won the tryouts.
I can't confirm or deny that, but I am a little bit nervous because I don't want to get on the outs like Kirk did last season. I mean, there is a lot on the line. I gotta show up.
Kirk got fired.
Yeah, no, Kirk. They haven't talked since last March.
It was as frustrated as I've seen DeMarco in any single endeavor in my entire life. That after 2 points, he looks at me like, I don't know what I've gotten into. After the same 2 points, Kirk looked at me like, yeah, I don't know how to play this game. It was an interesting dynamic, to be sure.
I could sense some tension during the Rams football season, but I didn't know why. Now I know why.
I think DeMarco is still engaging in behavior that needs to get him DQ'd. I'm sorry.
Why?
Caitlin isn't an on-air presence here. Now, this is her debut. Mm-hmm. But I think, especially if they win, Caitlin's going to have to, we're going to have to find some sort of weekly contribution that she makes to our on-air program.
That's great. Fine.
I'm happy to do it. I mean, I'm happy to do whatever it takes, Morales, whatever it takes.
Okay. Because I just feel that this is not in the spirit of our second annual Pickleball Madness Tournament.
How about this? When we're playing, Trav, if we have to play against them and they embarrass us, then we disqualify them.
Thank you.
That's
a good solution.
Get activated. Like, at what point?
If you guys win, I'll DQ you.
Okay.
If you guys lose,
if they lose, it's no problem.
Yeah, no problem.
Everybody's
welcome back.
It's all smiles.
Yeah.
So Caitlin, you said you've never played with a male partner before. Now,
no.
Did I and Andy Kamenetsky not just play with you 2 weeks ago?
Oh,
wait a minute.
Yes.
Is this a lie?
I didn't want to leak that information. I was trying to keep
it. We call concealing.
It was Andy Kamenetsky and I. We went and played. We talked about it before.
Okay. I don't know if that was released on air, so I didn't want to leak any insider.
Are you,
this is all
are you better or worse than Andy?
Am I what?
Are you a better or worse player than Andy Kamenetsky?
I don't think it's hard to be a better or a worse player than Andy. I would say I was better than him, without a doubt.
Has corporate Gray gotten better since last year?
Absolutely. I mean, his skills are inclining at a speedy pace.
I think he's
the one to look out for, honestly.
Beautiful.
Thank you. So, by the way, it was four of us. It was one of Caitlin's friends, and it was me, and it was Andy Kamenetsky, and we did like a round robin kind of thing. Caitlin won every single game.
I wonder why.
Except for the one with Andy Kamenetsky.
Yeah,
he did his best though. He put his body on the line. He laid out.
No, AK effort's there.
So yeah. Caitlin and I sit next to each other in the press box every Sunday at SoFi Stadium to watch Rams games. And Caitlin's lovely mother, Cindy, has been very kind to me. Cindy, she's a big fan.
She's one of the radio stations.
Big fan of the Trav and Slee show. She brought me a bottle of wine at one point. So I'm inclined to give you my vote of support, Caitlin, because you and I have become friends over these years. However, if you come in there and clean up against us, this is you know what. That is just simply unacceptable.
My mom, I can report that my mom will be in the stands.
Oh, well, beautiful. That's a good thing.
You might have a present coming your way. So
I do like trying to buy me off.
All of a sudden, now Chris is completely
He's like,
okay.
Oh, no, you're like, this is a great idea. Come on in, Caitlin.
DeMarco, this is a great idea.
All right, the fun and frivolity of the Pickleball Madness Tournament. You could see Caitlin Baker from the Rams and her lovely mother there Saturday in Found Valley. It starts at 10 a.m. Will Caitlin and DeMarco get DQ'd because they're just too good? I guess you'll have to find out. ... Go to ESPNLA.com, sign up to RSVP for your seat, click the Pickleball Madness logo. Caitlin, we know you're a busy woman. Thank you for taking time, and we'll see you Saturday.
Thanks, Caitlin.
Of course. See you guys. Thank you.
Bye.
She had secrets.
She wasn't going to talk about how she's been playing, warming up with Corporate Greg and Andy, and probably they're like going over game tape.
So here's the thing.
Don't we flip it up on all 22s from last year?
She's very calm out there, and she's very good.
Last night, I saw Caitlin on ESPN2. She was in a tournament.
She's actually on LeBron's team in the Pickleball League.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know Caitlin super well, but I feel I know her a little bit to say that I would be far more surprised if she were bad than if she were really good.
Oh, no, she's going to be good.
No. Yeah. She's good.
I know people like her. And she's going to be very
good
at this.
Their team name is Cam Newton's Hat.
I love that, by the way. I love that name. Yeah.
Cam likes hats.
It didn't move.
No, it didn't.
No, it did not move.
Despite all the bobbing and weaving, it did not move.
By the way, Clinton stayed right there.
Greg Bergman, Corporate Greg, is playing with the great Clinton Yates, Big CY, and their team name, the Berg CY. But I like that. Who came up with it? Clinton came up with
it? No, it was a mailman, Matt, actually.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. We were good last year when I played with Clinton after
we were all done.
I don't think we played but we beat Sedano.
We played against you and Jorge.
Jorge weren't very good.
Well, Jorge isn't good. Oh.
Who takes it?
He was pretty good.
What's Yates's? I have an idea. Okay, so he's very serious. Okay.
What's
he's
the equivalent of six errors at shortstop in pickleball?
You're not going to let it go.
He's not.
Was it six?
At least.
Oh, my God.
They stopped counting.
Yeah.
I've never seen Travis so happy.
He was
so excited.
He came up to me. I got a single. He was playing first base and he goes, "That made me so happy."
Look, anybody that cares that much about that, it needs to be, the market needs to correct itself. And it did. Aggressively.
It was pretty great. Other way.
All right, we're going to do round two on D'Lo. You have Morsley?
No, it's You're done? Yeah.
All right, then we'll come up with something.
Let's do Yamamoto. Yeah.
He's probably in the bullpen right now. I think the game's about to start in 10 minutes. The other one just ended. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. Go on Prize Picks. You can find Yamamoto on Prize Picks.
Oh, yeah.
It's baseball season. You can play baseball at Prize Picks. Here's what you do. You pick between 2 and 6 players. You look at the statistical projection. You pick more or less. You collect your money if you get it right. You can win up to 25 times your money at Prize Picks. And when you put in that promo code 710, they're going to match that first deposit up to $100.
I got a couple NBA games here that I'm going to go through real quick. Steph Curry tonight, more or less than 26.5 points. They're playing against the Memphis Grizzlies. Desmond Bane, more or less than 23.5 points. Put in your picks. It takes about 60 seconds to submit your entry. It makes even games that you're not interested in interesting. Make sure you use that promo code so you could take advantage of this special offer. Download the app today. Use that code 710 for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code 710 on Prize Picks for a first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.